All right. For the Texas Legislative Review update, I'm pleased to introduce Aaron Gregg. Aaron is the founder and managing partner of Capital Law Group in Austin, Texas. He's an experienced attorney and lobbyist with a demonstrated history of success on behalf of corporate, nonprofit, and trade association clients. He spent over two decades working in and around the Texas Capitol. An expert on Texas public policy and legislative process, Aaron advances clients' interests by closely tailoring their strategies and actions in response to the ever-changing political landscape. And I think all of us who work in Texas are very excited about this update. So thank you, Aaron. Go ahead.
Good to go. Let's see.
Is this on?
All right, perfect. Good morning, everyone. Thanks so much for having me. I'm sure y'all are all excited about the bundles of good news that I have for you today about the positivity surrounding renewable energy in Texas. Very excited to be here. I'm an attorney and a lobbyist. I've been working on these issues for about a decade now and been bumming around the Capitol for 20 years. So I'm really excited to talk through all this. I would strongly encourage that if you have a question, please chime in. I reserve some space at the end, but there's a number of bills that we're going to talk through. And we're also going to talk about some general layout of the legislature, some of the things that have changed since last session and how that might impact renewable energy. So let's get started. So let's talk about the people before we talk about the words on paper. So the Texas Speaker, the Texas House had a speaker's race this cycle, as many of y'all are probably aware. It got a little bit divisive. It lasted a lot longer than most speakers' races typically have. It ended on opening day on a second round ballot vote. Representative Dustin Burroughs from Lubbock is the newly elected speaker of the Texas House. His coalition that elected him was almost 40 Republicans and I believe almost 50 Democrats. It's kind of the general coalition, a vote here or there on some of the votes they've taken since then. But it's an interesting coalition. There was another candidate that had all Republicans and no Democrats till the very end, got a couple of votes from Democrats at the very end. But the coalition that elected him is largely similar to the coalition that had elected the previous speaker. So for our purposes in the room today, there probably isn't going to be some sea change shift in the way that renewables are talked about and debated in the Texas House. There are 31 new members in the Texas House, as you can see there. That's a lot. That's atypical, a little bit higher than we usually have. So that's 1/5 of the House will be brand new to the legislature and likely brand new to a lot of these policy areas. And the majority of those new members are Republicans, and many of those members are likely not necessarily defaultly friendly to renewable energy. So there will be some educating for myself and many others that represent entities in the renewable space to go do, and I look forward to doing that. We don't know yet in the House who's going to be chairing the relevant committee, which in the House is the State Affairs Committee, has jurisdiction over the PUC and ERCOT. The Calendars Committee controls the flow of legislation to the floor, so that's also a critical, probably the second most important committee, maybe after appropriations. We don't yet know who's going to be chairing those committees, but we should know by Thursday or Friday of this week if they're able to get the assignments out as fast as they've been saying they'd like to. There's a good chance we may see continuity in the chair of State Affairs. Currently, it's Representative Todd Hunter from Corpus Christi. Many of y'all probably are aware of him. Handled a lot of issues related to renewable energy, House Bill 5 last session, and kind of all those grand bargains that were struck in House Bill 1500. It's unclear whether Representative Hunter is gonna reprise that role, but either way, I suspect he'll be pretty in the middle of things on power issues this session in the House. In the Senate, we have the opposite situation. There's two new people. There's three new members. There's a whole lot of familiar faces in all the same places. Chairman Charles Schortner from Georgetown will be chairing B and C this session. That's Business and Commerce. That's the committee of jurisdiction over ERCOT and the PUC. The vice chair is Senator Phil King, who has long been active on these issues. He way back in the day chaired a committee that some of you may be aware of called Regulated Industries in the House that no longer exists. Senator King, when he was representative, developed a deep level of knowledge on these issues. And as y'all might guess, we are probably at a low point in the Capitol on understanding at a detailed level of what actually happens at ERCOT and the PUC and energy policy in general. There just has not been a ton of members that have made this. After URI, a lot of people wanted to talk about it and make it a priority, but there's just not as many folks that have been working on this for, say, 10 years and can talk about nuanced conversations related to ancillary services or some of the new ideas.